The GOP does not deserve to have any power. If you are too afraid of the consequences of standing up and defending this Constitution against whatever comes, but you're defending the Constitution, we've got a man that's sitting in the White House now who is constitutionally ineligible, and every damn body in America knows it. Everybody knows it. But yet you, Mitt Romney, you, Reince Priebus, you, Fox News, became conspirators, co-conspirators. And the reason why you let him get away with it is because you're afraid of black people. You're afraid of the backlash. Any man who is too afraid to stand up and to defend the Constitution of this nation does not deserve to be the president of America, and your party does not deserve to have any power. So go someplace and shoot yourself. You've allowed this to take place. You've allowed our Constitution to be trampled on. And you say you're afraid of black people. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? It means that the man that should be the president of America ought to be the man that's willing to defend this nation against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, whether it be black people jumping up and down in Chicago or South Central Los Angeles, or whether it be these freaks on these talk shows like MSNBC crying foul when somebody says the birth certificate, which is a legitimate issue. If you're too afraid of that, then you don't deserve to defend or lead this great nation. Go to hell, Mitt Romney. Go to hell, the GOP party. Go to hell, Fox News. Go to hell, Dick Marsh. Go to hell, Karl Rove. You don't deserve any power. Guess that's that.